Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode. We need to be productive. We got to be more productive because the people that we have, you know, it's not like we're producing more necessarily, but they're making more and things cost more. So, you know, it's this all this stuff coming together, and we've just got to have a solution. You know, and we've got to work. We got to nibble at it. We've been misled to believe that dentistry, more specifically the dental business, has to be complicated. Dentistry can be simple, and dentistry should be simple. Hello, and welcome back to another week and another episode of the Dentistry Made Simple podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Tarun Agarwal, and this week we're going to be talking about how to overcome the current challenge of not enough team members are not enough good quality team members. But before we get into this week's episode, I want to bring you a message from our sponsor, and that sponsor is me and 3D Dentists. Look, if you're ready to get into dental implants or level up your implant skills, there is no better way to do that than with live patient implant training. And I believe at 3D Dentists, we have some of the absolute best live patient implant training in the country. Number one, you don't have to travel overseas. Number two, you get to work on wonderful, deserving patients right here in Raleigh, North Carolina. And number three, you get to level up your skills and learn it, and you get the twist of how to implement it in your practice, not just clinical skills. Number two, if you're ready to move your practice and make a change and just are tired of the burnout and the overwhelm and the chaos that is, or that can be very easily be a dental practice, you owe it to yourself and your team members to join the 3D Dental Mastermind. It is an amazing program that helps coaches you to help take control of your practice and make it more about what you want so that you can be happier and earn more money. So if you need more information on that, please contact Meredith at www.3d-dentists.com. And in the meantime, keep listening to the podcast, keep sharing it, and let's get into this week's episode. So, why am I talking about this? This whole team or people situation, I thought it would be going away by now, but it's not. It just seems like there's less and less people to work. And the truth is, there's probably not really less people to work. We have more competition for our team members. People are realizing they can go into other avenues and make money, make as much money. They can be brainless in some of these places. They can have an easier time. People just don't seem to be as motivated as they were before. And at least here in North Carolina, with the influx of private equity dental practices and corporate dental practices, they are paying better and offering more than most private practices can offer. So they're snatching up a lot of team members. So what is the solution? Do we keep running on less team members? Do we just keep saying, hoping it gets better? I don't know the answer to this. But what I do know is we can't keep doing what we're doing. Now, if you feel this challenge because I'm feeling it, that's what is bothering me today, is this very thing. It's why I'm talking about it. I want to talk to you about it, you know, and let's get through this, because we cannot keep doing things the way we're doing it, and we cannot wait for things to just magically get better. So what is the real solution? Well, the real solution is things go back to the way they were pre-COVID, but the truth is they probably aren't going to. So what is another alternative to that? And what I would tell you, the alternative, the path that we've been going down for 20 years and the path we're going to have to dive in deeper with now, is the path of being less busy, as productive than before. And so how do we do that? Really, there's two answers. One, we need to have less patience. And two, we have to increase our production. And why do we need these things? When we have less patience, we need less team members. That bottom line. You know, part of the reason many of us are struggling is that we have more patience than we know what to do with. So we just have to add new team members. We have to add new front office people. We have to add new assistants. We have to, God forbid, add another hygienist. They don't even exist, you know, or, you know, so we need more people. You know, and then we need to be productive. We got to be more productive, because the people that we have, you know, it's not like we're producing more necessarily, but they're making more and things cost more. So, you know, it's this all this stuff coming together, and we've just got to have a solution, you know, and we've got to work. We got to nibble at it. We got to eat a pie one slice at a time. So we've got to reduce the number of patients in our practice, yet at the same time, we have to be more productive. So let's talk about being more productive before we talk about how to get less patients. So how do we solve the more production problem in our practice, whether we're busy or not busy enough, or whether we have enough patients or too many patients or not enough patients? The answer is always the same. What we have to do are two things. When it comes to solving the problem of, I need to have more production, for whatever reason in your life, you need more production. Number one, the easiest way to do this is a concept called fewer well-planned visits. And number two is say yes to the best dentistry. You've heard me talk about these before, but I'd like to explain it and spin it in a different way that applies to the current problem that we're facing in dentistry. Okay, so what does fewer well-planned visits mean? Very simple. It means take the dentistry that the patient needs, all the dentistry you're already diagnosing, just diagnose, get permission to diagnose it on the front end all at once and present it to your patient to do it all at once. I'm not talking about making up any dentistry. I'm not talking about upgrading fillings to inlays or upgrading things to onlays. Or, you know, I'm not talking about any of that stuff. I'm not talking about doing 10 or 12 units or full mouth rehabs or any of that stuff. I'm just talking about taking the patient base we have and the dentistry we already know how to do, and just taking a step back, giving the patient a chance to look at the overall big picture and asking the patient if they would like to do all the dentistry in as few as one visit. Okay, and the truth is when you present it that way, it's almost a no-brainer. A, who doesn't want to get all the dentistry done? And who doesn't want to get it done all in one visit? You know, then what happens is it creates a new problem. The problem is, how do I afford it? Wonderful. That's when we talk about financing, payment plans, all the different things that we've talked to you about ad nauseum here on the podcast. So hopefully this gives you an idea of what I mean by fewer well-planned visits. This is how you increase productivity in the busy general practice, or with the dental school skill set, or the slightly advanced dental school skill set. Fewer well-planned visits. So we're doing all the dentistry you do in a year. We're just, instead of seeing thousands and thousands of patients to do it, we're now consolidating it to a quarter less patients, a third less patients, maybe even a half less patients than you're already seeing. And when you do that, you need less people, you need less team members, you need less everything, you're more profitable. All those things are side effects of doing that. So that's the fewer well-planned visits part of this. Now, let's go to the concept of yes to the best. Now, yes to the best is about doing, elective, wanted, slightly needed dentistry, giving your patient a chance to say yes to the best. So for example, is it the best practice or best for the patient that they get a night guard? The answer is yes. Do they have to have a night guard? No. Okay, is it best practice or best for the patient that we give them a chance to replace their missing teeth? The answer is yes. Okay, do they have to replace the missing teeth? The answer is no. So that's yes to the best. Is it better for patients to have straight teeth? The answer is yes. Do they need to have straight teeth to live? The answer is no. So that's yes to the best dentistry. You know, and that's really about permission and choice. Asking the patient, have you ever thought about straightening your teeth? Have you ever thought about replacing your missing teeth? Have you ever thought about protecting your teeth from wear and tear? Simple questions like that, and then accepting the patient's answer. The patient may say, I'm not interested. The patient may say, tell me more. The patient may ask more, you know, detailed questions. Answer the questions. So that's yes to the best dentistry. You know, it is partly related on your skill sets that you have. Notice one of the things I didn't talk about because I don't do it a lot myself, gingival recession. How many of our patients walk in through our practice on a daily basis that could benefit from gum grafting? If we had that skill set, we would offer that to the patient as yes to the best. Now, I can argue that you should offer your patient yes to the best, whether you do it or not, and give them a choice of going to see the specialist or another practice that does it. But the concept is the same, giving your patients a chance to say yes to the best, giving them a chance to say yes to doing dentistry that they could benefit from and they probably want, but they don't necessarily have to do. There's nothing wrong in giving people that choice. So when it comes to production, there's two main ways that we focus on increasing production. One is fewer well-planned visits, and two is giving a patient a chance to say yes to the best. Now, let's move forward and talk about how do we get rid of some of the too many patients. Now, 90% of us that listen to this podcast, or 80%, let's say, are in the position where they have too many patients. 20% of us are in the position where maybe we have just the right amount or not enough patients. But I want to focus on those of you that have too many patients, or let's say we don't have enough team members, okay? Whatever it may be to be able to service these patients with good customer service and take good care of them. So what are the options to get less patients, okay? Now, yeah, I want to talk to you about the production part of it, but I've already answered that part. So that's got to be a given. You know, most of us aren't in a position or mentally in a position to drop the number of patients and drop the amount of production we do, because then we're going to take a pay cut. And most of us don't want to do that or aren't in a position to do that. So please understand that you got to implement how do we get more production first, and then we slowly, concurrently, or afterwards, implement how do we get less patients. And you know, the problem with all of this, it's the classic chicken or the egg argument. Which comes first, the chicken or the egg? You know, if you don't have less patients, then you're running around busy and you never diagnose completely. But if you don't have the production, you need the patients. And it's this never-ending cycle. So at some point in time, you got to bite the bullet and just make a decision and just start the process. Okay? So how do we get less patients? What do I recommend for having less patients? There's three things. Number one, let's consider dropping some insurance plans. When you have more demand than supply, it's a great time to get rid of some insurance plans. Now, everybody has a different take on what method or how to determine which insurance plan to drop. You know, there's all these calculations you can do, like which plan represents the most of your practice, which has the lowest fees, which has the most production. Honestly, I'm looking for little wins right now, little baby steps. So I look at it this way. Drop the least important plan to your practice, the one that has the least number of patients that will have the least effect on your practice, regardless of if they're the lowest payer, the average payer, or even the highest payer. Just get a win. Get rid of the smallest insurance plan in your practice, if that makes sense for you, and just drop it, and then maybe drop another one, and just see kind of what happens. And the other benefit of dropping the smallest one is you start training your team and learning how to have the conversation of what it looks like to drop insurance plans, slowly but surely, of course, and what it looks like to have conversations with the patients to hopefully retain the ones you want to retain. Okay, so that's dropping insurance plan. That's one way to get less patients. Number two is we can raise our fees and price certain people out. The challenge with raising fees for most of us, myself included, where 80% of our practice is in-network PPO plans, you can raise your fees till kingdom come, but it doesn't apply to 80% of your patients because your networked fees and your contracted rates and all you do is end up writing off more. So that's the challenge with raising fees. But we do need to raise our fees to keep up with inflation. So on your elective dentistry, or even if you say, hey, you know what? I can't raise my fees, so what's the point because of the in-network thing? Just keep raising your fees. So that 20% will pay a little bit more, and then at least you'll bill a little bit more to the insurance companies. And, you know, we just slowly make little dents. So choice number one is to selectively drop some insurance plans. Choice number two is to raise your fees and hopefully price some people away. And choice number three is to start learning how to selectively invite certain patients back. And the challenge here is we all have a problem learning to say no to people, just saying no in life, on our personal life, on our professional life, just in life. Nobody likes to say no. We want to be liked. We want to avoid conflict. We want to avoid all those things. But there comes a point in life or in your business that you can't keep putting yourself last and allowing yourself to suffer and allowing the team members that you do have to suffer and allowing your business to suffer. At some point, you just got to start saying no to people, and you have to learn to selectively invite people back. And that means maybe we don't pre-schedule everybody for the recall appointments. Maybe we have a super difficult conversation and just tell people we're no longer the right practice for you, which is a hard conversation. I don't like doing it, and I don't want to do that. So I know it's hard for most of us, you know, but we have to learn to selectively invite people back. Look, I don't know when this team member, employee, recession, lack of whatever in the world is going on right now. I don't know when it ends. But what I do know is I can't keep waiting. You can't keep waiting for it to magically get better. We have got to proactively, step by step, bite by bite, start fighting this problem. And unfortunately, there is no easy answer. It's hard work. There's no other way around this other than to keep your head in the sand and just be unhappy. You know, there's no other way around it. So that's what I wanted to talk to you guys about today. I hope this resonated with you, because I know for me, this is a consistent challenge. I'm tired of it. I'm just going to dive in deeper on what I know has worked for me for 22 years of private practice, 24 years of being a dentist has been consistently just working on being more productive, things I can control, working on having less patients, patients that are happy to be there, that value what we do, that appreciate and are grateful for the environment and what we provide, and the same thing for team members. I will no longer allow myself to be held hostage or feel held hostage anymore. So if I can help you in any single way, just help you to feel better, to know that you're not alone in this challenge, reach out. DM me on Instagram, Facebook, whatever it's called these days. Let us know how we can help. If you need help with your practice, if you want to grow your clinical skill, if you want to get better at your business skills, visit 3D-dentist.com. We'd love to help you. We'd appreciate your support. Have a great week, and let's make it a better next week.